السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. أما بعد, if we look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us, and at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the favors that He has done to us, and at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the stories and the incidents of the previous messengers and the nations. And we also find that at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Himself. And if we briefly look at the surah known as Surah Al-Ikhlas, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about Himself, where He says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, that say and proclaim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And if we look into this verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, He has no partners, there is no one besides Him. And this is something that is part of our faith and from the testaments of our religion of Islam, where we believe in the one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is all alone. There is no other deities and gods besides Him. And if we break this down rationally and logically, we find that it only makes sense for there to only be one God and one deity. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala furthermore even says, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسَدَتَا, that had there been more deities besides one, then we would see that the world would not be the way how it's functioning. It would have been a total distress, and it would not be functioning as we see how it is to be smoothly. And why is that? It is because even in this world, if there are two people in the same post, in the same management, it's not always that they will correlate and they will agree with each other. At times one party will have a different say and the other side will have a different say. It is very hard for them to be unanimous and in agreement with every and each single decision. And furthermore, if we look where the concept of the circular reasoning, where if there were to be another deity, then that deity would be stronger than this one. And as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator and He is the supreme being, and His existence is necessary. لا ابتداء له ولا انتهاء, there is no beginning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that no one has created Him. Because going back to that reasoning, if there were somebody who had created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that deity would be stronger, and therefore that deity would be the one who we should be worshipping. But rather, there is no one who has created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no one that was before Him. وَلَا إِنْتِهَاءَ لَهُ, and there is no end for Him, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never cease to unexist, because the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is necessary. Furthermore, in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu Samad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient and independent, meaning He needs no help, and there is no one who can help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we take the same logic and we apply that to this verse, had it been that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required any assistance or any help, then it would mean that there is another being who is more stronger and superior to this being. And that is something that cannot be. Because going back, that we would just be going to the circular reasoning, where we will look up to who created this, and the one who created that will be even stronger and more supreme, and will be a circular reasoning where we'll just be going in circles. But rather, as we know, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, that the one who has created us, the creator, and we are his creation, and the creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And third, in that verse, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, he is not begotten, nor does he beget. Where it means that he has no parents, and that goes to show that there was no beginning before him, and that he did not come to existence from somebody else. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always existed and will always cease to exist. And now, once we accept this fact, the fact that there has to be one supreme being and his existence is necessary, now we have to realize, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us? This universe and everything that it is, even in this very world, everything has a cause and effect. And everything came into existence because of a cause. And the one who caused that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who brought the universe into existence. The universe which is the best and most suitable for human living, for human beings. And even more, the existence of human life. Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this? And why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He answers that for us as well. Where He says, then I have created human beings and this humankind to see who will return with the best of deeds in the hereafter. And this is part of our faith, where we believe in the life after death. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed to happen in his hands, the splitting of the moon, and even more, the Qur'an, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed onto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, it is in itself a miracle. And it is something that will stay till the end of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself takes the responsibility to protect it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, that it is us who has revealed this, and it is upon us that we will protect it. So now, if we even look further into this, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is promising us life after death and is telling us the reality that there will be life after death, there will be accountability, there will be hisab, we will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even on top of that, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. Now if you look, all the other religions, the previous messengers, they also had their books where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them reminders. But this Qur'an that we have, it is the only book, only divine book that has not been altered, that has not been changed, or that has not had any verses missing. And this is a miraculous book, where if you look during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were people out there, the kuffar, the disbelievers, whose main mission was to cause harm to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to cause harm to Islam. And if you look at just one example of one of the miracles of the Quran and the miracles that the Quran projected and that came true is that of Abu Lahab, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a whole chapter in surah in his matter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding him and his wife that they are to be doomed and to enter into hellfire. And during that time, the kuffar and the disbelievers of that time, their whole mission was to disprove the Quran and to disprove the religion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is propagating. So had Abu Lahab wanted, he could have, the moment these verses were revealed, if he wanted, he could have disproven the whole entire Quran and disproven the statement and the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed by accepting Islam. Had he just taken out 10 seconds and recited the Shahada, then this whole surah and this whole chapter and these verses and the predictions and the statements of the Quran would have become false. But as we know, he lived a life of disbelief and he died on kufr and in disbelief. So through that mere one example, it is very clear to us that this is the only book and the only divine revelation that is true and that cannot be falsified. And if we look at life after death, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us He will resurrect us once we are done with this world, once we pass away, there's going to be life after death, where we will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and face and give account for all the actions that we have done in this world. And now this is something, even if a person doesn't believe, or even if he does believe, it is something that we will only find out after death. But as a believer, it is part of our faith and testimony that we believe in whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to us. In this, if we look at this very life, if the weather forecast says that it is possibly going to rain today, a smart person, he could take an umbrella with him in the morning, hoping that if it does rain, then he will at least be protected. Or a person, he could also have the choice that he'll go without an umbrella. Maybe whatever they forecast could also be false. But the one who did take an umbrella, if it did rain, then he is protected from the rain and he is the smarter one. Similarly, doing good deeds and things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not just benefit us in this world, but also in the hereafter. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on whose hands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the moon to split, he is telling us that there will be repercussions and we will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give accountability for all of our deeds. So for a person who doesn't even believe or he disbelieves in life after death, then it is only smart that we say that we are going to be from those who are going to be proactive and who are going to take the word of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and are going to prepare for that day. And if we go back to the first statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Himself, why is it that we find that there are people who don't believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is from the false ideologies of the Western civilization that has brought it and crept into our minds and are injecting into the youth, into the people, that this life that we are in, it's a one-time shot. We're only here for this time. Do whatever you can do, enjoy, and there is no repercussions to your actions. If we look, even a person, and this is a study that has been done and shown, that even a child, the study was done and shown that even a child of young age with a sound mind and a sound heart, he also believes in the oneness and in one being and in one God. So this is something that a person who has a clean heart, a clean mind, he will eventually get to that realization that there has to be one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and there has to be one supreme being, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you look, can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever create something that He cannot lift or He cannot take care of? That is a question that does not make sense. Because if the supreme being, the one who is always existing, the most powerful, how can He create something that He cannot lift or He cannot bear? That question, it's a fallacy. Where if that were to even happen, then that would mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His powers are limited, and his strength is limited, and what that creation is stronger and mightier than him. And that goes against reasoning, and that is a fallacy. So now, what is it that we have to do? If we look at the statement where there is no atheist on a sinking ship. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us, and we are all faced with tests and tribulations. That is just part of life. Where we will go through ups and downs, at times which we are not pleased with, and at times at ease. And now at times of hardship and difficulty, a person calls unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at times we become despondent and we start to lose hope. But we have to realize that that is part of the test, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His infinite knowledge, He knows what time and at what situation would be best to give it to us. So now if a person, he loses hope and he becomes despondent during those situations, he's actually not passing the test. Because the test is to still be calling onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to still have hope on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the time is right, when the situation is right, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His divine wisdom, will grant him victory over that situation. And going back to that statement, a sound mind and a sound heart will always know that there is someone who has created me. In this world, nothing comes to exist without a cause, without a designer, without a creator. And similarly, the one who has created us and the one who has designed this whole universe beautifully for us and who has subjugated everything for us will not leave us here to decay and to go astray. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down prophets and messengers to guide us and to tell us to the truth. And this is something that we have to study. We have to be in the gatherings where this is mentioned, in the halaqat, where these are talked about. And we go and we speak to those who know if we do not know. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Go and ask those who know if you do not know. And this is something for all of us to take heed and ponder, where the time that we have in this world is very limited. And our purpose in this world is to secure our hereafter, which is unlimited. The time that we will be facing after death, it is a time that there will be no death after death. And that time will have no end. So this time that we have here is to secure and to make sure that we have a better time over there, and that we are ultimately able to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus entering paradise. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the correct ability and the correct understanding to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is to be worshipped, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to do things that are pleasing to Him, and thereby achieving and earning His paradise. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.